afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. Glad you're here. My name is Nate Redmond in the ever so comfortable air chair one, and we are ready for another broadcast live from Marion, Ohio. 4:14 is the time, and we are happy you are here. We've got a lot of things lined up for you as usual, and we are excited to pass things along to you that are going on here at WWGH. We have the Amazing May giveaway, which I'll tell you about in just a moment, and that's going on. But first of all, I want to thank our supporter. Our thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing is family operated with 5 years experience. Their telephone number is 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Facebook, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. So our thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. We do appreciate that very, very much. Well, you know what? It's Offbeat News and Trivia, the name of the program, and the trivia portion today. Everyone that calls in and answers a trivia question at 740-383-9944 will be put in a drawing for a $5 Wendy's gift card. We will draw a name at 4:55 this afternoon, and you will also be put in the May 10th drawing for 2 tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And in addition to that May 10th drawing, you'll win 2 tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, lunch on the station, and a gas card, too. So all that. So you'll definitely want to jump on board with these trivia questions that I've got for you today. The telephone number you'll need is 740-383-9944, and you can sign up as many times as you want to for that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame giveaway. 2 tickets. That is fantastic stuff here. So let's go over the trivia questions I've got for the first portion of this hour on Offbeat News and Trivia. Which president held office for the longest time? Which president held office for the longest time? 8 U.S. presidents were born in this state, more than any other state. What state am I talking about? And it's not Ohio. Not Ohio. 8 U.S. presidents were born in this state. What state am I talking about? WWGH Radio, we're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Longest serving president was Franklin Roosevelt.
Franklin Roosevelt, that is correct. And what's your name? We'll get you in these drawings.
Cody Higley.
Cody Higley, did you say the last name?
Yep, H-I-G-L-E-Y.
Okay, Cody Higley. Well, Cody, thanks for calling in. We got you signed up, buddy.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye. Franklin D. Roosevelt is correct. All right, who has been the tallest U.S. president to date? Who has been the tallest U.S. president to date? Before Theodore Roosevelt gave the White House its name in 1901, what had the president's home been called? Before Theodore Roosevelt gave the White House its name in 1901, what had the president's home been called? And known for his sweet tooth, Ronald Reagan kept a large jar of what kind of candy in the Oval Office? Known for his sweet tooth, Ronald Reagan kept a large jar of what kind of candy in the Oval Office? 740-383-9944 is our phone number. WWGH Radio, we're on the air. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Yo, is it Virginia?
Yes, Virginia had the 8 U.S. presidents, more than any other state. Who am I talking to? I'll get you put in the drawing.
My name's Brenda Griffith.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
Oh, just fine.
Good. You having a good day?
Oh, I sure am enjoying the sunshine.
Oh, it's nice to see that sunshine out, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is.
All right. Well, we got you signed up. Thanks for calling and listening.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. 740-383-9944 is the phone number. You can sign up for the Wendy's gift card for this afternoon's drawing and two tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, lunch on the station, and a gas card as well. So all kinds of stuff to sign up for this afternoon. It's time for some offbeat news. Let's see what we've got today to pass along to you. A wayward sea lion. We'll get to that in a moment. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Hello, is Ronald Reagan's candy jelly beans?
Yes, jelly beans, that's right. That is correct. Is this Brenda?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Brenda. All right. We'll put you in the drawing again, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. A wayward sea lion spotted on the highway near San Francisco International Airport voluntarily hopped into the back of a police cruiser, the California Highway Patrol said. CHP officer Roger Piera was dispatched Tuesday to a stretch of northbound Highway 101 near the airport, and he said he didn't believe the report until he saw it for himself. Essentially, when I got the call, I couldn't believe there was a sea lion on the freeway. Usually we get dogs, cats, things like that. At first, we were like, we will see when we get there. And then, sure enough, it was an actual sea lion. He said a crowd of people had stopped on the highway to protect the sea lion from passing cars. Surprisingly, it willingly jumped into the back of the patrol car. We opened the door and it just hopped right in, he said. The sea lion was taken to the Peninsula Humane Society, where it was later picked up by the Marine Mammal Center. Veterinarian Emily Whitmer said the sea lion appears to be about a year old. She told the San Francisco Chronicle the animal was apparently searching for the Pacific Ocean and appeared to have lost its way. Officials said the animal was to be given a thorough examination Wednesday. So he was ready for a ride, just jumped right in the back of the police cruiser. Sea lion there. A California family said they were reunited with their beloved cat 475 days after the pet went missing in a mudslide. Noelle Stogoff said her cats, Diamond and Huguette, were nowhere to be found when her family needed to evacuate their Montecito home during the storms. Quote, I had no idea what happened, what was going to happen, and assumed they would be fine. When we got back, we couldn't find them. The family had to relocate for a year so damage done to their home by the mudslides could be repaired. They returned in January of this year, but their cats still had not been located. Stogoff said she was talking to a contractor who was helping her family with renovations Monday when she mentioned her missing pets. The contractor mentioned he had been feeding a stray cat nearby, and the two compared phone pictures. 20 minutes later, I'm following him to his home, and there's Diamond, the cat, totally fine. She said her children were overjoyed to be reunited with their long-lost pet after 475 days. Don't give up. Keep looking. Just keep talking to people and expressing what it is you're looking for, she said. Stogoff said she is still holding out hope that Huguette, the other cat, also will be found. So after 475 days, the cat shows up. Pretty good news for that family there, for sure. It is May the 8th. Time to find out what happened on this day in history. In the year 1096, Peter the Hermit and his army reached Hungary. They passed through without incident. 1794 on this date, the United States Post Office was established. 1846, the first major battle of the Mexican War was fought. The battle occurred in Palo Alto, Texas. 1847, the rubber tire was patented by Robert W. Thompson. 1879, on this date, George Selden applied for the first automobile patent. 1886, on this date, pharmacist Dr. John Stith Pemberton invented what would later be called Coca-Cola. 1914, the U.S. Congress passed a joint resolution that designated the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. 1915, H.P. Whitney's Regret became the first filly to win the Kentucky Derby. 1919, on this date, the U.S. Navy's first transatlantic flight took off with three Curtiss NC flying boats. 1921, Sweden abolished capital punishment. 1933, Gandhi began a hunger strike to protest British oppression in India. 1939, Clay Puett's electric starting gate was used for the first time. And on this date in 1945, U.S. President Harry Truman announced that World War II had ended in Europe. May the 8th, what happened on this day in history? Yes, indeed. I tell you what, I love history. Well, let's add on some more trivia questions. Here's the ones we have left from before, and we'll add on some. From the Wild West, that's the category we'll go for next. Here's a couple from the U.S. presidents that we have left over. Again, 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. Everyone that calls in and answers a trivia question will be put in a drawing for a $5 Wendy's gift card. We will draw a name at 4:55 this afternoon, and you will also be put in the Amazing May giveaway, May the 10th, the drawing for two tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You'll be put in that drawing. That's two tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, lunch on the station, and a gas card as well. So give us a call, 740-383-9944. Who has been the tallest U.S. president to date? Who has been the tallest U.S. president to date? Before Theodore Roosevelt gave the White House its name in 1901, what has the president's home been called? There's actually several names that it had been called. Before Theodore Roosevelt gave the White House its name in 1901, what had the president's home been called? WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, was it Lincoln?
Lincoln was the tallest U.S. president to date, that is correct. Who's this, and we'll get you put in the drawing?
This is Bob Austin.
What was the last name again?
Austin.
Hostess?
A-U-S-A-I-N.
Oh, Austin, Bob Austin. All right. Well, we got you put in the drawing, buddy. Thanks for giving me a call.
All right.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. 740-383-9944. The Wild West category that we have for you. In the late 1800s, more than 300,000 people headed to the state to find gold. WWGH Radio. Hi, we're on the air.
President's Mansion.
Yep, President's Mansion. That's exactly right. Who's this? And we'll get you signed up for the drawing.
Sharon Russell.
Sharon Russell. Hi, how are you doing, Sharon?
I'm fine, Nate, and you?
Hey, I'm having a good day.
Good.
Having a good day. All right, well, we got you signed up. Thanks for listening and calling.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, well, we have all the U.S. presidents. Those are all answered. Here's the Wild West category I have for you. In the late 1800s, more than 300,000 people headed to this state to find gold. What state did they head to? Why do cowboys wear spurs on their boots? Why do cowboys wear spurs on their boots? From 1860 to 1861, horseback riders carried mail across the U.S. from east to west. What was this service called? WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, was it California?
California was where they headed, that's right. Is this Bob?
Yep.
Okay, Bob, I'll put you in again, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. And again, you can, if you answer more than one trivia question, we'll put you in the drawing as many times as you like.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Scott, you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist, but actually one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Okay, we had about four calls during the break. Caller, are you there? Okay, caller, you give us a call back, okay? Unless you're there. Nope. Oh, do I got you?
Yeah.
Okay, there you are. Sorry about that. I was in a break.
does the cowboys wear their spurs for the direction to the horse?
Yes, to prod the horse in the certain direction to go. That's right. All right, is this Brenda?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Brenda. All right. Hey, you're racking them up today. That's great.
Sure am.
Hey, you must know your history.
You learn a lot on the internet.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's where I get my research. Well, hey, thanks for giving me a call, all right?
Okay, bye.
Bye. And those of you who I missed, give me a call back at 740-383-9944. We have three questions left in the Wild West category. Here's another call coming in. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Was this a Pony Express?
Pony Express, that's right. Who's this? We'll get you signed up.
This is Scott Spears.
Scott Spears?
No, it's Cody Higley again.
Oh, Cody Higley. I was going to say, Scott Spears didn't quite sound like that, but you got a good voice for radio anyhow.
There we go.
Yeah, you could host. Hey, I can move over, and you could host this thing.
I used to have a show on there. I moved out of town, and I just moved back. I had, it was probably 2015.
Oh, did you really? That's interesting.
I did.
Oh, that's cool. Well, you got a good voice for radio.
Well, thank you. Tell Scott that Cody sends his regards.
I'll do that for sure. Well, thanks for calling in.
All right, you have a good one.
You too. Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye. Thought that might have been my boss at first. hey, he wants to sign up for it. He wants to win his own tickets for sure. And we got two questions left under the Wild West category if you want to answer them. Buffalo Hunter William Frederick Cody became a famous showman of the Wild West. What was his nickname? Buffalo Hunter William Frederick Cody became a famous showman of the Wild West. What was his nickname? And then what cowgirl and entertainer earned the nickname Little Sure Shot for her sharp shooting skills? What cowgirl and entertainer earned the nickname Little Sure Shot for her sharp shooting skills? And those are the Wild West categories that I have for you. If you'd like to answer those, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
Annie Oakley.
Annie Oakley, that's right. All right. And is this Bob?
Yeah.
Okay, Bob. You're doing a great job bracking these up, buddy.
All right.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. All right. And you can answer... as many times you can get in the drawing for the two tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as many times as you'd like. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
Buffalo Bill Cody.
Buffalo Bill Cody. All right.
This is Charlie Evers.
Yes, this is Charlie Evers this time. I'm just getting a call from all my mentors.
I can't let Bob and Brenda beat me, so.
No. You gotta get in the running for that for sure.
Hey, there we go.
All right, buddy. Cody, I got you in again, okay?
All right. Take care.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye.
All right, and that takes care of all the Wild West questions. We'll come back in a moment, and I'll have some different categories for you. And let's see. Yes, we'll have some on Earth Rocks, Ultimate Science Challenge, and Amusement Park Thrills. Those will be our categories in just a moment when we have some more trivia questions for you to answer here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond, I'm having a good time. You having a good time out there? I'm having a good time. It's 4:37. We're live on a Wednesday afternoon. And this is WWGH Radio. There is a monument to an airplane ride in Warren, Ohio. That's right, a monument to a ride. In what is now a Kmart parking lot, there was an airport where Neil Armstrong, the first man to walk on the moon, took his very first airplane ride. The monument is a half-size model eagle that Armstrong and fellow astronaut Buzz Aldrin used to land on the lunar surface. Armstrong and his parents lived in Warren, Ohio area in the mid-1930s, and it was while living there that Neil Armstrong, lifelong love of flight, started. A visit to the Cleveland National Air Races is said to have been his first exposure to airplanes, followed by a Sunday morning flight with his father aboard a 1920s-era Ford trimotor airplane, fondly known as the Tin Goose. What is now the Kmart parking lot was the Warren Airways Airport in the 1930s. The idea for the monument to an airplane ride was the inspiration of retired professional photographer Peter Purick of Warren. Shortly after Armstrong's moonwalk, Purick commissioned an artist to do a painting depicting Armstrong and his father in front of the Ford trimotor at the Warren Airport. The painting was donated to the Neil Armstrong Museum in Wapakoneta, Ohio. Then Purick decided that there should be a local reminder of Warren's connection to the moon flight, and so he started on a project that took more than 30 years and the cooperation of local manufacturers, schools, and other volunteers to finally bring to completion the building of a half-size lunar landing module. On October 30th, 2003, Neil Armstrong came back to the place where it all started, a Kmart parking lot in Warren, Ohio, and posed for a picture beside the half-size replica of his Eagle. So there you go, a replica to an airplane ride in Warren, Ohio. It is time for the Weird Word of the Week, and I've got a weird one for you this week. The word is guttle. Guttle, G-U-D-D-L-E. It is a verb. The definition, to catch fish by groping with the hands as under rocks or along a riverbank. To catch fish by groping with the hands as under rocks or along a riverbank. Guttle, a verb. This was first recorded way back in the 1810s to 1820s and was, like I said, an older word used to catch fish, guttle. That is our weird word of the week for this week. Okay, I'm sure you're ready for some more trivia questions, and here we go. 740-383-9944 gets you in the running for a $5 Wendy's gift card and put you in the May 10th drawing for two tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, lunch on the station, and a gas card as well. It's the amazing giveaway, for WWGH Radio. What gem is the birthstone for July and is a symbol of contentment? What gem is the birthstone for July and is a symbol of contentment? What is the name of the longest cave system in the world with more than 390 miles of mapped passageways? What is the name of the longest cave system in the world with more than 390 miles of mapped passageways? Thomas Edison is best known for inventing the what? This is an easy one. Thomas Edison is best known for inventing the what? What is the most popular amusement park food in the United States? What is the most popular amusement park food in the United States? Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
Yeah, it's Ruby's for July.
Ruby is for July. That is right. And this is Brenda, right?
Yep.
All right, Brenda. I don't know how many you got, but you're stacking them up. I'd say you got pretty good odds to win.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. What is the most popular amusement park food in the United States? That one kind of surprised me a little bit, but not really, because it tastes so good. So can you tell me the answers to some of these questions at 740-383-9944? WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, is that electric for Thomas Edison?
Well, it was. It has to do with electricity, but he invented something more specific.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye.
Yes, Thomas Edison, best known for inventing what? Something more specific. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
The incandescent light bulb.
The incandescent light bulb is correct.
is Steve Boom Boom Cannon.
Yeah, Steve Boom Boom Cannon. Been a while since I heard from Steve Boom Boom Cannon.
Does he ever come on anymore?
No, he hasn't been on for quite some time.
Oh, okay.
He did an internet. He was on an internet station in Columbus, and then they went off the air, and then I kind of lost track of him. But he's still over in Pennsylvania, so far as I know.
Oh, okay. Well, hope he's doing all right.
Yeah, he was an interesting guy to listen to, wasn't he?
He was.
For sure. All right, buddy.
Have a good one.
You too. Uh-huh.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Okay, it's about time to take another break, and you are listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Offbeat News and Trivia. You can send me an email anytime, by the way, radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Hey, Ted, what's the best part about being so well-known?
Well, meeting all kinds of new people, you know, taking pictures and signing autographs.
That's great. What's the worst part?
That after selling a 500,000 autographs, I've got the worst case of carpal tunnel syndrome since John Hancock.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
We are back with a caller on the line. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, is it corn dogs?
Not corn dogs, no, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Okay, uh-huh. Bye-bye. Yep, like I said, that one kind of surprised me. What is the most popular amusement food in the United States? It is time to thank our supporter once again. Our thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing is family operated with 5 years experience. Their telephone number is 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Their Facebook, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. So thank you so much to our supporter, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing, for supporting today's broadcast right here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1. So glad you're tuned in. It is time for our Ladies' Corner. My wife Amber does a great job putting these together, and we have a recipe for you to start off with. You can find this on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook and it'll pop up and you'll see this recipe for shredded turkey sandwiches. Shredded turkey sandwiches. Here's what you need. 2 boneless, skinless turkey breast halves, 2 to 3 pounds each. 1/2 cup of butter cubed. 1 envelope of onion soup mix. 24 French rolls split. And here's how you put it together. Place turkey in a 5-quart slow cooker. Combine the butter and soup mix. Pour over meat. Cover and cook on low for 7 to 9 hours or until meat is tender. Shred meat and return to slow cooker. Heat through. Serve on rolls. Like I always say, it's hard to get a recipe when you're listening to it on the radio, but if that sounds good, look it up and write it down. On my Facebook page, just search Radio Nate into Facebook and you can find the recipe and see a delicious picture, too, for shredded turkey sandwiches. Part 2 of our Ladies' Corner. And I have some fashion tips today for you. Find out if a pair of jeans fits without a trip to the dressing room. Ready for a mind-blowing fashion tip? According to Lauren Edelstein, style director at ShopBop, all you need to do to determine whether or not a pair of jeans will fit is to wrap the waist around your neck. If the ends meet without overlapping or stretching, they'll fit your waist. The neck trick is one I was skeptical about, but it really works, said Lauren. Wow, that's one to check out for sure. Make any outfit look great with just 3 key pieces. Hate complicated fashion trends that only seem accessible to models and actors? It takes just 3 items to make literally any outfit look great, according to the Ambitionista's Heidi Nazarunden. A face-flattering pair of sunglasses, preferably black, a gorgeous everyday leather handbag, and a smart pair of shoes you can easily walk in. 3 key pieces to make you look good. Also, you can test the waters of a bright collar via lipstick or accessories first. Anyone can wear patterns and bright colors, but if you're afraid of them, Nazarunden recommends wearing them as an accessory before you invest in a clothing item. Instead of trying on a bright citron color blouse, go for a cuff or bracelet or even lipstick. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
This is the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Hey, that's...
Is it Mammoth Cave?
Yes, it is Mammoth Cave, that's right.
Hey!
That is right, I've been there, and it's quite the cave for sure.
I haven't been there, but it's one on the bucket list.
Yeah, it's worth the trip down there to check it out for sure.
How long is it, or far is it from? About 4 or 5 hours?
Yeah, about 4 or 5 hours. Yeah,
that's not too bad.
Yeah, not bad. It'd be a nice road trip to check it out for sure.
There we go.
Yep. So that's it. All right, Cody, we've got you in once again.
All right, sounds good.
Hey, buddy, appreciate it.
Yep, you have a good one.
You too. Bye. Bye. All right, Ladies' Corner, we're on fashion tips. A cowboy accessory can take the place of traditional jewelry. Neckerchiefs can take the place of a statement necklace if you want a warmer alternative. They're bold, bright, and eye-catching, too, but feel a little more special, says Edelstein, and bonus points if you pick a vintage one. You can weigh down a light scarf with earrings. Secure a pair of gold vintage clip-on earrings to weigh the ends of a lightweight scarf down. It creates a really rich and wearable accessory. Maximize your shoe collection. Want a pair of shoes you can wear all year round, no matter the occasion? A pair of pointed toe black pumps are essential, said Edelstein. They're seasonless, crazy flattering, and you can wear them with absolutely anything. Pop a belt on for a put-together look. Adding a textured, embellished, or a great colored belt is the fastest way to pull together the most basic pieces or quickly elevate a casual outfit. That's our Ladies' Corner for today. We have another call coming in here. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Is it a hot dog?
Not a hot dog, no.
Okay.
No, it's something sweet.
Something sweet.
Yeah, something sweet that you would get.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Bye bye. Okay, we have two trivia questions left with 1 minute to go. What is the most popular amusement food in the United States? And what do you call the Ferris wheel cars that you sit in as you go around? Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
How about cotton candy?
Nope, not cotton candy, but that's a good guess. All right. So, two trivia questions left. Yes, though. The one, it's sweet, and you can usually, at the Popcorn Festival, you see a booth of these on every corner. Is a little hint for you. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say an elephant ear.
Not an elephant ear, but you are so close. But like at the Popcorn Festival or a fair, you see these on every corner.
All right.
They're real popular.
Well, hopefully somebody gets it.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Yes, two left. And it is 4:55 the time. It is time to do our drawing, but I'll hold off just a moment because I'm getting another phone call. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? We're on the air.
Yeah, funnel cake.
Funnel cake, that's it. Yes, indeed. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Is it Bob?
This Bob?
Yeah.
Okay, Bob. You got it, buddy.
All right.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, we got just about all of our trivia questions answered for today, and it is time to mix all these papers. I've got a stack of papers here like you would not believe. And it's time to mix these up and see who's going to win the Wendy's gift card, and then I'll throw all these in the running for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That drawing will take place on May the 10th. Two tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, lunch on the station, and a gas card. All right, let's see. And the winner is... The winner is Bob Austin. Bob Austin. Congratulations, Bob. We will put you as the winner for the Wendy's $5 gift card. You can go out to Wendy's and get you something good. So congratulations on winning that. You can pick that up here at the station Monday through Thursday from 9 to 12 and Fridays from 9 to 3 here at 559 East Center Street. 559 East Center Street here at the station. Bob Austin, winner there of our drawing for the Wendy's gift card. And Bob and everybody else will put you in the running for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, this has been fun today. I've enjoyed myself. Thanks to everybody that called in. We've had a great time today for sure. Got a couple minutes left, so I'll pass along some offbeat news to you since we're called Offbeat News and Trivia. A Virginia office supply store said it broke a Guinness World Record by assembling a paperclip strand more than 1,200 feet long in 12 hours. The Office Plus store in Danville, Virginia, said employees and volunteers assembled paperclips into a chain Tuesday at the store, aiming to break the world record of 61.3 feet. The store said it destroyed the record, creating a strand more than 1,200 feet long in the 12-hour time period. Store manager Charles Hainsworth said it requires the documents that the required documents are being submitted to Guinness World Record for official recognition. Wow, that takes some doing. Assembling a paperclip strand more than 1,200 feet long in 12 hours for sure. A California library said a man who visited as a boy came back to return a book that was 45 years overdue. The Sunnyvale Public Library said Robert Simadoff came in recently with a copy of a 1961 book called Midget Motoring and Karting that he had checked out in 1974. Summerdoff, who now lives in Indianapolis, decided to return the book while in town visiting family. The library said Summerdoff voluntarily paid the facility's maximum overdue book fee of $10. 45 years late, but he finally got that book back. Well, it is quitting time. Thank you so much for listening today. I do appreciate it. You can find this program archived later at WWGH1071.com. That's WWGH1071.com.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. For legendary Emmy Award-winning actor, best known for his role of Lou Grant on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Ed Asner. You have always lived a very public life, certainly since Mary Tyler Moore. Is that tough when people constantly come up to you, say hello, want to take your pic, especially with cell phones? Everybody's got a picture, a phone. And is anything private?
No, not much. Private, but I'm a publicity. So I drop my pants at the slightest provocation. I shouldn't. I should have been more circumspect in how I deal with the public. But I just so want to be loved that I drop all reserve, and I shouldn't.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address: 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number: 740-225-4495. Webpage: crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number: 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH offices are located at 559 East Center Street in the lower level of the Belltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair.